These three brothers risk their lives working the fields of southern Ukraine. Russian forces have retreated from what the Ukrainian army says are dozens of villages and settlements it has liberated in this area. But as the Ukrainian counter-offensive continues towards the Russian-occupied city of Kherson, so do the dangers for farmers near the front line.
When the shelling starts, we hide, we search for holes to run to. The danger is everywhere. Bombs can drop at any time. There are a lot of unexploded bombs. It's very frightening, knowing we can tread on or drive over one.
So in the last few minutes, the guys have found this in the field that they're working in. It is a cluster bomb delivery system. It carries tens of individual bomblets that spread out over a target area and can remain hidden and deadly in fields like this for years.
Neither Russia nor Ukraine are signatories of the 2008 International Convention on Cluster Munitions that aims to ban their use. The farm's combine harvester recently hit what the men believe was a mine. The Ukrainian army blew up ordnance in a controlled explosion close by. Ukrainian helicopter gunships fly low over the farms towards their enemy lines. God bless our boys, says Galia, as they pass overhead. She describes the day a Russian soldier came to her home.
He asked me if I was for Russia or Ukraine. There was another soldier with a machine gun behind him. I told him I wished he could return home alive and give his mother grandchildren. I turned and went inside and cried in my kitchen. My whole body was shaking. I thought he would shoot me in the back. I was utterly terrified.
Homes in liberated villages destroyed, bridges blown up, supply lines cut. The black heads of dried sunflowers bow under the blue autumn sky like an army in retreat. Ukrainian soldiers are in control here now, but as the farmers harvest the remaining crop, they hope the Russian army never returns. Charles Stratford, Al Jazeera, southern Ukraine.